Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The process of choosing a special master, an outside third party, moves forward this week in the case involving seized government documents from Mar-a-Lago. Former President Trump argued for a special master to set aside documents protected by attorney-client privilege and executive privilege, and a federal judge granted that request yesterday. By this Friday, lawyers for Trump and the Justice Department have to weigh in on who might be qualified for this job and what that job might entail. For What's Next, let's talk to former federal prosecutor Ankush Kardori. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So yesterday's ruling pauses the Justice Department from looking over these documents for now. What is the effect of that on the investigation and how it moves forward?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, the order is very cursory. I mean, I think what the government is likely to do, at least what I would do if I were in their shoes, is basically put pencils down on any work that basically would not have otherwise been done but for the Mar-a-Lago search. So basically to try to put this on a footing that wouldn't allow anyone at a later date to kind of say that the government did anything that was impacted by the material that it recovered. Mm.
Okay. Is there a possibility that the Department of Justice challenges this decision and goes before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a real meaningful chance that might happen here. You know, the order was not exactly surprising because the judge had indicated that this was likely the way that she was going to come out. Hmm. But on the merits, it's a very unusual opinion, not just given who we're talking about in the novelty of the legal issues, but the analysis is quite unusual. And it's hard, quite frankly, to see any other litigant in the country getting treated this favorably under the circumstances. So I imagine, you know, the Justice Department is giving very serious thought to whether to appeal the order or not.
And help us understand, why in your view the reasoning here is unusual?
Well, generally speaking, you know, when someone's home is searched pursuant to a search warrant as part of a criminal investigation, their avenues of recourse prior to being charged are extremely narrow. They basically don't exist for the average person in this context. You usually, unfortunately, but this is the norm, kind of have to just sit on your hands and see what the government does, whether they charge you, in which case you can move to suppress any evidence that you think was unlawfully obtained by the government, or they don't charge you, in which case, you know, you've been through an extraordinary amount of inconvenience, perhaps, but you haven't suffered the ultimate harm. Hmm. So this whole thing, you know, the posture of all this and the suggestion that Trump might suffer from leaks to the press, speculative leaks to the press about his personal documents, or that the government's filter review process, which was endorsed by the magistrate judge when they obtained the search warrant, might be insufficient. I mean, these are considerations that would not be taken seriously in the ordinary course if we weren't talking about a former president. Mm,
okay. So if indeed the process moves toward choosing a special master, what expertise and what potential security clearance might that person have to have?
Well, I mean, ideally, this person is going to have some expertise in, you know, national security issues or classification or secrecy issues. And you can expect that the government is going to want that person either to have already had the highest level of clearance or to be, you know, fairly easily able to obtain one given their credentials and experience. It's a small universe. I mean, we're looking at a real Venn diagram here, if you will, right? Of people who the court, the litigants, and the public would feel comfortable, like, kind of trusting to handle these very sensitive issues. And now, in this case, you're looking for people who are at the intersection of those circles.
Yeah. So let's assume we have a special master. What will that person be looking for in these documents?
Well, the special master is supposed to look for several different things. One is just personal effects of Trump's. The second sort of category is potential attorney-client privilege information. And that's a fairly routine and understandable analysis. The third is the real wild card. The special master is supposed to be reviewing for potential claims of executive privilege. And that is an area of the law that is notoriously sparse and notoriously ambiguous. And, you know, unlike an attorney-client privilege determination, there aren't really sort of well-traveled roads for how to make executive privilege determinations.
Oh, so it's not that clear what might apply here.
It's not at all clear what might apply here. And under the circumstances where, you know, you have a former chief executive asserting the privilege against a current chief executive, and this is a circumstance that it is essentially unprecedented. And so the special master is going to have to resolve these really untested and difficult questions surrounding executive privilege. And that could be really challenging and thorny for him or her.
We've been talking to Ankush Karduri, attorney and former federal prosecutor. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.